How old were you when you joined Mark and Atua?
It was about 17. It was, I think it's different now with Faroak, yeah, listening to my granddaughter who just actually finished up in it. I think you're in it from the first 3 years from secondary.
Yeah, first
it was
three
the
years.
Opposite then. You'd have to be, it was from people, it was mainly from junior cert to up to leaving cert.
Yeah.
It was the opposite.
There was a club in Lewisburg. Why did Killeen set one up?
Well, back then, nobody from Killeen went to the Lewisburg club because not through any animosity. We all went to school in Lewisburg, but because that was before the times when your mammy and daddy would show for you wherever you wanted to go, you know. So it wasn't really an option going in every week to Lewisburg.
Where did the meetings take place?
In the Killeen Community Centre. We still called it even though it was the new community, we still called it the Tech in them times, because previously it used to be called the Tech because it was an old, what was called a Nissan hut, which was an ex army type of hut, and it was used for classes, both for women's classes, for type of domestic science type of subjects, and for men for woodwork and all that. So, but then the new, as it is more or less today, the new community centre had been built, and that's why we set it up.
We have over 100 members here in Lewisburg. How many members were there in your club?
Well, I was trying to think of that, but I would say there was probably 60 or 70, probably. You know, right. Probably there was probably more members there than there is in Killeen National School today. Because that was shortly, just around the time of the amalgamation. At that time, up to then, there was, it was more or less coinciding with the amalgamation and the new Killeen school opened. And up to then, there was four national schools in Killeen. There was, the biggest was the one I went to, Killadoon. There was Carniske, Talaf Bon, and Cregan Bon. In fact, there was more children in Killadoon National School than there is today in Killeen School alone. And then the other schools were smaller; they're 20 or 30 in each.
Yeah.
But anyways, so there was, up to the point I'm making, there was quite a lot of youngsters in the area at the time, and so we just got this idea: maybe we start a youth club.
Where are the meetings every week when you were in Makra?
There was Friday, every Friday evening. It was a social event, you know, but organised by ourselves. And we got, we had two adult leaders, both of them were teachers. There was Jimmy Egan, who spent his life teaching down here in Santa Maria. And there was Marie O'Grady, rest in peace, who was a national teacher. And they were excellent and gave us great support. So we started up, we elected a committee. And I was the first chairman. One Friday. But we would have, you know, we'd have quizzes and debates and fundraising events and being chairman, like the role of chairman. It taught me a lot. And we actually got to do courses on, with Machna Tuigi or Faroak is called now, on the subject. For officers. I'm sure you do it with Faroak, you know. You get to do courses with officers, or foreign officers to teach you the different roles of secretary and treasurer and chairman and all that.
Yeah.
And that was a great start in life. Now, it probably cost me a lot of... we used to talk about points that time in the Leaving Cert, but it probably cost me a fair bit of marks in the Leaving Cert because I would spend so much time putting into the youth club when I should have been doing my Leaving Cert. But
We tried to run a 15-minute meeting and then leave time for projects and games and, most importantly, tea and biscuits. What were your meetings like and how long did they take?
When we'd be up and running, they wouldn't take much longer than that, you know. And we would, because it had experience as well, I'm sure you do the same. We'd go through the formality of having the chairman open the meeting and the secretary and the treasurer's report. But during the year, there mightn't be, you know, it wouldn't take very long unless there was when there'd be something special to discuss. But yeah, I'd say around 20 minutes to a half hour probably for the meeting. And then, like you say, we'd have social stuff after that, you know. They wouldn't be very... Of course, as chairman, I had to make out the agenda for the meeting.
Did you have many, like, leaders or, like, people that would supervise you? Or
The two people that I... Jimmy Egan and Marie O'Grady were the two leaders.
Okay, yeah.
neither of whom were like now it's probably a good lot of parents of children that's in the club with them, but they were neither of them were had teenage children or anything at the time, so they just were doing it out of the goodness of their heart, you might say, just out of favour, you know.
You'd probably need more at first and second and third year now, because like you were like, weren't you 17 or 17 and over? So.
We would be from 16 to 18.
Yeah, kind so of, you'd yeah. probably be a bit more mature. And
I'm sure now you weren't much anymore. Probably ones from 16 to 18 are a bit more challenging in other ways, you know.
Yeah. We elect a formal committee. Does your club run the same way?
Yes, we erected a formal committee. Yeah, we had like chairman, treasurer, secretary, PRO were elected each year.
What was the PRO's role?
Publicity, and that we used to actually have. There was I think there still are in the Mayo News. They made the Lewisburg notes, and so most weeks there was something in that.
Oh yeah.
About what we were doing, whether it was big or small, you know, we always had some bit of a note in that, you know, and the PRO would do that. And if we were doing community events or anything, the PRO would do notices and put it in shop windows or whatever was needed like that.
Yeah.
You know, and publicity in general.
Our club has a weekly fee to help with the rent and tea and biscuits. Was there a cost to join and enter your club?
No, I don't really? Ever remember. No, I'm pretty sure there wasn't. But we did fundraising. You know, we might have something like we had a cake sale and in fact, I remember once having a cake and it was the stuff that was left over. It was after Mass on Sunday and the stuff that was left over. I did like an auction. I was used to going to the auctions at the mart. So I auctioned off all the stuff and the parents and all, they found it great fun, like, you know, trying to bid on stuff. Like, it's just cakes and eggs and various bits and pieces. But a variety concert as well and invite all parents and had refreshments and everything. And previously, there was just beside our own house, really, on what's called the Colony Road, there was a field that had been used as a football field, but they stopped using it a good few years before that.
Mm.
And so we actually asked Josie Lyons, was the Richard Austin's now with the man to say, but his uncle Josie Lyons was there. So Josie, we asked him for that, he gave us the field again, and we kind of cut off the grass and the rushes and all that and took out any old stones and everything and put some, got a few of the tractors and trailers, put a few loads of sand and that on it, and we got foot posts from the forestry and made football posts and all that. And just to give an example of the we were hardy young bucks, we were able to work, you know, that you were well used to working, but and that was great, and that was going for years. They still use it off and on, but that was going for years afterwards. And the school used it even for a while then, because it was just across the fields from the school, you know. And like, my brother has the land, he used to let them down a shortcut through his land to this.
We love going to interclub discos and events. Did your club do similar things?
Not as much then. We had a couple of events, like that, where we went to other places. And I don't ever remember being, maybe there was once discos, wasn't as much. It was maybe more quizzes or club debates. We had actually debates with Lewisburg, for example, was one thing. And we had we did actually have a disco and social event with Lewisburg as well. And I know, because I see in Westport as well, as I said, my twin granddaughters have just finished up and they're in transition now, and they used to have regular discos. They had a lot of social events, discos, and they used to go to a lot. They loved it, actually.
Mm. What were the debates like? Can you remember what you debated about? That's what I'm interested in.
Well, funny enough, I probably had an older head on my shoulders, and I was, because I was kind of really wanted to get other people, not that many people were into debating as much as I was. And we had a Lewisburg team here in Lewisburg that time, and I was in that as well. And Sometimes I used to end up and I'd actually write the speeches for them, just, you know, to get them up there talking. There might be six, three aside or something like that, and I might write four of the speeches, like, you know. But but they were great fun, and it was great just to see people, you know, getting up there and talking and all that. Thinking of, well, let's see now, what can I think of any of the subjects? I think one of the ones was, and to be a good one for today, I suppose, appropriate, but it was, the motion was, the invention of television is to be regretted.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I can't really remember what the themes were at that time, but stuff like that, you know, that was one of them anyways. And do you have debates?
We, not in Faroga, no, but we do in the school.
Oh, yeah. There was public speaking as well. And in fact, in later years, even in Dublin with the mental health, I used to actually adjudicate debates, you know, when I was, I'm just saying that because it all came from that experience, like that there was the mental health public speaking in schools, and I was working in mental health in the inner city at the time, so I used to go along to do adjudication at schools for that, you know.
Did you often meet up with Lewsburg Macra?
We'd have throughout the year, we might have three or four meetups with them, like you were saying, for a quiz and a debate and a bit of social outing. But we were in school with them. We were all in school together, besides, you know.
Yeah.
So, but we mostly did our own thing.
Yeah.
You know, and in the second year, actually, the Killian branch, I was doing the leaving cert then, I was gone. And actually, my sister then was secretary the second year, but that particular year they actually they won the All Ireland Best Project Award for a project on the colony and Clapper Bridge and that, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a fair going, like, just, you know, after the year.
What was that about?
Do you know the Clapper Bridge?
Yeah, I do.
It was the history of it.
Oh yeah.
I've always kept an interest in the history of that. I mean, it was beside where I grew up. And in fact, published a book just a year ago. And it's historical fiction, but it's nearly all the actual true story. And the reason I mentioned, because it was actually probably, that's, you know, thing with the Clapper Bridge and the project kind of sparked off my interest. But it's part of the story, is the is the Clapper Bridge, and the history, it is all about the history of it and the famine and all of that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And the colony and the Clapper Bridge and the colony are all part of the one thing. And in more recent times I did a 40-minute video history for Mayo History and Heritage. But if you want to, like, more on the background to it, there are bookmarks. But I have a website, and you see on the back, you'll see the SeamusMcNally.net, and you'll see that about the Clapper Bridge and the different things that come into the book. It's all based on the history.
It's very
interesting. But I'm just mentioning that. I'm just talking about that now because in the context of, you know, it's good to be involved in things like that for yourselves, because. Mm. You know, it's amazing, like, here I am 50 years later. It's exactly 50 years since we started that club.
Yeah.
And here I am 50 years later, still kind of, you know, parts of my life are still connected to things I did back then, like, you know. So it's a good experience, you know. And you get a lot of skills that you'll use for the rest of your life, you know, for committees and organising stuff and all that.
What was your favourite thing about the club? Besides the fact that there was debates and all the discos and stuff and outer meetings, what was your favourite thing about it?
Well, it was a great social outlet, you know, and we did, like you were saying, but we would have our own disco as well at the end of the night, every night, you know, as well. And then the other event, we put on our own variety concert and that. And again, more than I'm saying about being interested, like, still to this day, I'm involved in acting and directing plays, and I've written a few plays and stuff like that, you know. And that's it all started, like, because I wrote sketches for that, but it all started back there as well. And that was my first experience of actually producing sketches and stuff, you know. And so that I enjoyed that. And then the actual setting up the getting the football field, that whole thing of getting the football field and getting it all, you know, putting up wire again and getting it all ready just to actually play in a first game. And I mean, that was, when you think of it, like, for youngsters that you know, going to school, that was big. That was big. That was a big deal.
How long did it take to build a football pitch?
Well, we spent a good bit. We don't, obviously, this time of year, we probably started in the new year. Now, we're not saying it was, the field was there, so it needed cutting back, and there were some stones that needed removing. And we were lucky enough in that we were all from, like, and we had machinery as well, like, and well, we put a good bit of time into it, you know. But that was also, like, no, I wouldn't say the elders, you know, like the parents, they wouldn't have helped us that much with that. And if it was now, they'd probably be doing it, like, you know.
Yeah.
But we just did it ourselves.
Yeah.
And but we did get great support from parents and all that as well. And you could tell they were really pleased with what we were doing, you know.
Every year we work on a local project. Like, I know we have a garden up beside the church. Did you ever work on any local projects?
Well, the football field was a big local project. That was still there years later.
Yeah.
I suppose setting up the club itself was a local project, because I meant to ask, I'm sure Mary O'Malley would know, but I know it was going for years afterwards, but I tried to find out what year did it stop. Did it actually finish up? And I don't, you know, I'm curious about that. I must, you know, but I didn't. I thought I might have found out beforehand. But it was. So that was a community project, really, setting up the whole thing. And, like, for example, we set, you know, the little bits of infrastructure. Like, we didn't have as elaborate as it, but we bought a sound system and stuff like that, you know, and record players and that was in. Charity thing. We did a charity walk. We did a cake sale for charity and different things as well. Like, you know, but yeah, like we did. And I'm sure afterwards, in the years ahead, I'm sure they did lots of other community projects. But I left home then, so I kind of lost track of it. You know.
What age were you when you finished in Fróga?
Well, I was just there for the year. I was there just from 17 to 18. I know it sounds like there was a lot of stuff for the first year. A lot of stuff went on, a lot of stuff done. But it was just a year. It was just one season from September until May or June. I would have been heading off to work. Well, no, first of all, I'd have done a two-week. At the end, I'd have finished up to do a two-week FCA camp. And then I had the good fortune from Intercept leaving, so for them 3 summers, I worked on Brighton Seafront, selling ice cream and hot dogs and stuff, and that, you know. So that was a big experience too.
Do you know when they changed it from when they changed it for first years to start?
I don't know. I didn't even realise that until it's a good question. I mean, I didn't realise that until my own granddaughters. I just said to them recently, I said, "Are you doing Fróga this year?" And they said, "No, sure, we're finished now. We're in," and I was like, "Oh." That's the total opposite. You know, you couldn't start until you were in junior cert. Yeah. It included junior cert. I think. Yeah, it did include junior cert, the three senior years. Junior cert, 40. There was no transition year then.
Oh, really?
No.
So it was just 5 years school?
It was 5 years, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Enough.
That's handy.
No, it was just the 5 years. But, I only realised that recently, so it's an interesting one. But I think it's to do with the way the changes, and, you know, the older ones now, they're doing other things. And,
yeah, they're leaving cert, they want to focus on as well.
It's probably a good change, you know, in a way too.
Probably is, yeah.
I know at the moment we're doing a community project on wheelchair accessibility. Did you...
That's a good project.
Yeah. Do you think there's any... Anything needed to be done in, like, Lewisburg? Like, any community projects? Any
in other? Mind or something that you find would help in the town?
Well, I think if you there's a lot of good, there's a lot of things going on in the town.
Mm.
And I think, you know, if you team up with some of the other. Like, for example, if you team up with Tidy Towns, and I think it'd be very good for you as well to do something with older. And, you know, the balance of older and younger people now is even changed a lot since my time. There was a lot of young people then, not as many old people. Now there's more really older people than younger people. But but I think doing something with, you know, it's because it's good working with different generations. So I think doing something with, say, older people would be very good. Maybe seeing if there's anyone that, you know, that needed visiting, or they tell you, and in return, like, they tell you about history and older times or stuff like that, you know, and crafts or whatever they used to do, you know. But I know, you probably have all grandparents and everything like that as well. But but I think it'll, you know, and you will learn a lot from them. If you were to, or even ask the likes of, say, Tidy Towns, for example, or different groups, ask them what are the, you know, if there's any project they'd like you to take specifically. And they might give, they might say, oh yeah, we'd like you to do such and such, you know. Like, no, I mentioned Tidy Towns, but there's, you know, there are other groups as well, like, besides that. And, or maybe even nearly a bit, not trying to make it like school or anything like that, but even like maybe seeing with some groups that you come along to see, to meet and so whatever, and to see what they do, or like, say, Vincent de Paul or something like that, you know, to see, just to see what exactly they do. And I know, like, some of these things you have to, there's confidentiality and all kinds of, you know, so you'd have to balance it, you have to weigh it, you know, you have to do it in a certain way. But it's, but I think that that would be the, because there's a, there is a lot of groups and a lot of things that are being addressed in Lewisburg. So I would say, like there's a lot of things, even like playgrounds and everything now, they're all, they're there. And, you know, so I think it's more seeing what you can do to develop more what's there. Now, you're on the ground, you might, you know, there might be things that you'd know, but I think a lot of things like that have been addressed here in Lewisburg. It's just, so to actually, not to try and reinvent the wheel, as they say, but to actually join with the people that's already doing it, and see what you can learn from that and how you can enhance it by maybe taking on a particular project within that group. You know, and they'd also, because they're in touch, they know the needs as well too. Maybe that'd be a thing to, like, to have a, have actually invite, how about that? Like, invite a representative from the different groups to come and have a meeting with you, and let them see, well, how do you think, you know, younger people could be involved, and tell you about what they do and so on. Little presentation night.
Do you know, going back to Killeen, that's in your Machna Tua, were the Islanders involved in Killeen, or did they go to Lewisburg? So, like,
well, they went to Lewisburg, because that time they were actually now, well, for a good many years now, they, any from the islands?
No.
No. Back then, now I know they lodge in houses a lot, but back then they actually lived in the convent. During the, there was accommodation in the convent. And they lived in the convent, and they'd go home, except, well, maybe in bad weather in the winter, they mightn't go home even as often as now. Sometimes they wouldn't go home at weekends, and they do with the cleaning for the nuns and all that, like, you know. But so yeah, they lived in the, so the answer to it is they weren't living back in Killeen, so they would have been involved with the Killeen, with the
Lewisburg. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know when the Machnatuia, the name changed to Faroga. That's a good one. Almost 20 years, is it? I don't know. I can't remember when it changed. I just suddenly noticed that it changed.
So thanks so much for coming, Seamus. It was very interesting talking to you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.